Hey everybody, Tanzina Vega with you and glad you're with us. Global tensions continue to escalate with Iran. On Monday, Iranian officials told reporters in Tehran that they had captured 17 Iranian citizens on charges that they were spying for the CIA. President Trump has since denied these claims, calling them, quote, totally false. Friday, Iran seized a British tanker and its 23 crew members in the Strait of Hormuz. And in response, both the U.S. and Britain have now announced that they will be increasing their military presence in the Strait. Robin Wright is a Wilson Center Distinguished Fellow and contributing writer at The New Yorker. Welcome to The Takeaway, Robin.
Great to be with you.
So, Robin, what's the latest on the British tanker that Iran seized? Like, why did Iran take that action? I understand, and hearing audio from that exchange, that Iran had warned the tanker to stay away, and the UK tanker decided that it would move forward with where it was going anyway. So what happened there? Who violated whose space?
Well, I think the international world looks at it as Iran's violated international maritime law. But Iran gave three reasons. First of all, it said it was in retaliation for British troops taking a Iranian tanker off the coast of Gibraltar on the grounds that it was ferrying oil to Syria in violation of European sanctions on Syria. So this was a kind of tit for tat.
The U.S. has also said that they will be increasing their military presence in the region. Do we have any sense so far of what that might look like? Are we talking about boots on the ground? Are we talking about U.S. military tankers in the Strait? Do we know?
I think you're beginning to see the outlines of what the U.S. response is going to be. We've already deployed or announced deployment of another 500 troops soon in Saudi Arabia. Earlier, we deployed another 1,000 between Saudi Arabia and Qatar. I think the more interesting thing will be when they formally launch Operation Sentinel, which was the Pentagon first mentioned last Friday. And this would be some kind of naval operation that would use warships to escort tankers coming in and out of the strait, through which 30% of the world's seaborne oil passes. And so keeping the strait open and keeping the strait secure is going to be a major issue for the foreseeable future until this kind of exchange is settled. And, you know, one has terrible fears that with the Iranians, these things tend to drag on.
Iranian officials announced yesterday that they had captured 17 Iranian citizens, and they were accused of spying on behalf of the CIA. President Trump has said that that is, quote, totally false. Where does this stand? I mean, who are these Iranians who have been charged with this? And are these claims, do we know anything about whether or not these claims are true or false, as the president has said?
President Trump and Secretary Pompeo have both repeatedly said that the Iranians are lying. It's interesting that they use language that the Iranians are lying, but they don't deny that there are intelligence operations in Iran. The Iranians claim that this has been a year-long operation, that they began to understand that some of their intelligence was being leaked, and so they set up a mole trap. And according to their account of what happened, they had picked up 17 people, not just the last few days, but over the last year, and they have faced trial. And in a documentary they made, they actually had some of these Iranians describing how they were recruited, their faces blurred out, but speaking. And it sounds a little bit, if the U.S. were running an operation, a little bit as if how it might have happened. But we don't know the status, and we may never know.
Robin Wright is a Wilson Center Distinguished Fellow and contributing writer at The New Yorker. Robin, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.